Okay, we'll try to zero in on one nekuda. Each pasuk in the Megillah needs a whole shiur. So tonight, obviously, we don't have time for that. So we'll zero in on one broad issue in the Megillah, which we see really throughout. I'm going to start from the end of Megillah, and then we'll go backwards. The end of the Megillah ends with the famous pasuk, talking about Mordechai, Mishnah Melech Achashverosh, Gadol HaYehudim, Rotzi L'Reivecho, Avderish Tev L'Hamar, V'Dorah Shalom Uchozara. I was telling the Talmidei HaYeshiva that this pasuk to me is more difficult than the first pasuk in Parshas Noach, which is Mamish Merafi Zigre. Ela told us, Noach is Tadi Tomei Moeh B'Dei Roisa. And Chazal go out of their way to take the word Dei Roisa and to potentially use it for a negative. Yesh Toshim L'Shvach, Yesh Toshim L'Gnah. So many, the Chassidish Sforim have a tremendous arichas. What does it mean, Doshim L'Gnai? Is that the Derech HaTorah? You have a tzaddik, you Doshim L'Gnai. So obviously, whenever you find a drosha like that, it's not so much to reflect the Gnai on the person, it's to learn, it's a lekach. And I always understood that the two Manda Omrim, we're not learning Parshas Noach now, but I always understood the two Manda Omrim in Parshas Noach are both telling us really the same idea. Coming from a different angle about Noach, but they're telling us the same idea, and that is that a person's mission is to meet up his place in history, his challenge, what Hashem put him in history, what to do at that moment. Reb Chatzka Lebranski has such a beautiful word about chinuch. He says that the chatzoitzrus, asei l'cho shtei chatzoitzrus. Chatzoitzrus, every generation had their own trumpets, their own chatzoitzrus. And Chazal say, they won't yerush it from Moshe. Every generation. So Chatzkel has a great vote. He says, the Klei HaMikdash, they were the same. Obviously, Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi, Mitzvah Hashem, they were different. Alpi Nevuah, there were certain changes. But the concept, the Klei stayed from generation to generation. So Chatzkel says, the Torah doesn't change. The Klei HaMikdash reflect the Avoida doesn't change. But how do you get to the person? Every generation has a different calling. The Chatzoitzritz is the Mikro Ha'edah. Chatzoitzritz is how you call people, how you communicate to people. And that, b'chol dor v'dor, there's different Chatzoitzritz. How you call, what's the calling of the time? So, Noach's job wasn't just to be a tzaddik. That is a dispute in Chazal. Did he meet that calling? So if his mission was to change, transform the generation, he didn't meet that calling. That's the Dor Shem Lignai. He didn't meet the challenge of the Roisov. He didn't meet it. And the other opinion says, no, he did. His generation wasn't ripe for transformation. He would have done more. It's not that he didn't do, his generation. But both are saying the same thing. So when Chazal give you a gnai of a tzaddik, it's only so for a reason. A lekach. The Megillah ends with our champion Mordechai. The shliach from Hashem to save the whole Ma'ase of Purim. Boruch Mordechai, that's the climax of Purim. Boruch Mordechai, that's the climax. In fact, many learned that Ad Lo Yoda means not to reach Ayad Lo Yoda. To reach, it's being recorded. It's to reach before, meaning be as happy as you'd like, but don't reach the level of Lo Yod, Ad V'Lo Yod Bichlal, right? The climax of Purim is Baruch Mordechai. So how do we end the Megillah? Rotsui L'Roiv Echov. Kam Chazal, they say, What is the Navi saying here? L'choy v'chov v'loy l'chol echov. You ever heard such a pella? That's how we end with Mordechai. This is our guest of honor. Imagine you got up by a dinner honoring somebody. And that's the drosha you give the honoree. He's a great guy. V'loy l'chol echov. This is Mordechai's honor. So that's the culmination of the Megillah. L'roi v'chol, v'loi l'cholav. Comes Chazal, and they tell us it's a very important lesson. Melamed shepir shumi menu mitzvah sanet. Melamed that he wasn't the same Mordechai that he was before. And the Gemara doesn't dismiss though. If the Gemara would say, and those Canaan that were pir shumi menu, oy vey on them. No. Mikan, shegodol Talmud Torah yoyser mipikuach nefashos. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara and Megillah validates those mikzas Sanhedrin shepir shumimeno, that they were right. So basically, what we have here in this Megillah's estimate, the whole story of Megillah, Mordechai the champion, and how do we end with him? Pir shumimeno mikzas Sanhedrin. And they were right. You have to know Pshat in the Gemara, of course. You can imagine the amount of Torah that there is on this part of this Gemara and Megillah. What does that mean? God will come with Torah, Yisem and Pikach Nefesh. What does that mean? If I'm in the middle of a Rashbi, Rachman al-Flan, a guy gets a heart attack, he needs help. So I say, okay, listen. Began Eden, Tehmin, Chosay, Vosa Pshat, Don Rashbi. And somebody asked me, Akasha, what do you mean? It's like a Mom Megillah. God will Talmud Torah, Yosef Mipikoach Nefoshes. So that Gemara is not a halacha lamaise. Right? The Gemara doesn't mean a halacha lamaise. So what does the Gemara mean? So obviously, there's many different mahalchim how to learn the sugya. But the Pasha Pshat, and probably the most Korov Ala Pshat, is that Avada the Gemara agrees that it's not even a question that Pikuach Nefesh is Chomer Mikol Mitzvahs Amuris Batera. Unless you're holding by the Gimel Averis, you got to push off everything else, including learning. And if you have to spend your whole life driving people to the hospital, Rachman Ulitzlon, then that's what you got to do. Right? And the Rashbis will tell you the same thing. That Rashbi, Yishvitzing Am, will tell you the same thing. Right? But, like Rabbi Yankov used to say, Agoyen from mitzvahs veltmanisht. He used to say about the guys that are always busy with mitzvahs. He said, it's great. About going veltmanisht. Right? Meaning, what the Gemara basically is saying is, the levels that one can reach in scholarship, in shleimus, that is the Talmud Torah as a special place. And therefore, when Mordechai was engaged with helping the generation, he was a Mishnah L'melech. So his occupation, his total absorption that he originally had in Torah was compromised. He wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. And Memela, the Mitzvah Sanhedrin, not they had kindness on him, Chas V'Shalom. I wouldn't even venture to say without doubt, that if you went to those Mitzvah Sanhedrin, Shapir Shem Imenu, you would have asked them, Rabbi Yisai, is Pikuach Nefesh the right thing? Of course. Otherwise, he threw them off the Sanhedrin. If those Mikzah Sanhedrin that were piercing from Mordechai would pass in Halacha L'maase that you learn instead of doing Pikuach Nefesh, you throw them off the Sanhedrin. That those Mikzah Sanhedrin that originally Mordechai was like their leader, their Yaitzin, their, you know, he went down. He wasn't the same. He got compromised by what he did. But is that a way to end the Megillah? That's the parting message of the Megillah. Rotzi l'roi v'chav loy l'cholachav. That's the goodbye. It's marafei sidra. It's mamish marafei sidra. Okay. So now let's go to the beginning of the gzera. The beginning of the gzera. Haman HaRosha tells Achashverosh, Yesh noy hamechod mefoizor umeforod benani. Chazal tell us that Haman saw that Klai Yisrael were fractured. I always wanted to say that's the reason why we find Megillah Nikras, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, Yudalot, B'tezvov. And is even that's in the case of the Kfarim. Even Me'ikir Hadin, the Kriyas Megillah, is fractured between the Mukofim, right, and the open cities, which all the Rishonim asked. It's not my kasha. All the Rishonim asked. Why is the problem of Lois is going to do? Lois is going to do. Well, Yasu Agudas Agudas. Well, right, we're fracturing the Torah. So they all did different tirutzim. But even after all the tirutzim, the kasha is still there. When I say the kasha is still there, the halach is answered. This is not a problem of Lois is going to. We start giving our answers. If you guys remember from Yevamos, it's not so long ago. The Gemara has a bunch of different conditions for Lois is going to do. So Purim, the fact that we fracture Klal Yisrael and we layer it into five layers of different days of Kriya and this and that, halachically speaking, there's a solution. That's not a problem, right? But the question is still there. Why did we l'chatchila create a fractured Yom Tov behetel? So we got a mechiras chometz. We got a behetel. The Rishonim ask, it's no good. Lois is going to do. So they give an answer. What do we need terutzim? What's happening terutzim? Why they make such a Yom Tov? There is no such other Yom Tov. There is no other Yom Tov that is nothing like it. Such a type of Yom Tov. So what's the pshat in it? But the bottom line is that Haman says that, and Chazal tell us that this was a chesaron that Klal Yisrael were. Am echad mefoizor umefoizor benan. Doesn't seem to match the Gemara in Megillah when the Talmidei Rashbi ask him, what did the Jews do to be deserving of this punishment? And that's not the reason given. It's not brought down that it was a chesaron achdus. But it's not brought down. The reason wasn't because Amechad Mefoizel Mefoizel Benam. But the theme stays that way because Amechad Mefoizel Mefoizel. Esther Amalka tells Mordechai Lech Knois is Kol Hayudim. So the theme is around that. Now I'll share with you a fascinating Chazal. You know, on Yom Kippur, we say Kiato Machlon LeYisrael, the Sochon LeShiftei Yeshuvim B'Chol Doer V'Doer. Right? What's this Yisrael and Shiftei Yisrael B'Chol Doer V'Doer? So there's a fascinating Meshech Chochma, and the Meshech Chochma says that all of the Bein Adam LeMakom Averis that we have are all connected to the Egel. Like the eagle is the umbrella of Bein Adam L'Mokom Averis. And then there's Bein Adam L'Chavera. And all the Bein Adam L'Chavera Averis are under the banner of Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef is the umbrella of all Bein Adam L'Chavera. It all goes up to there. Trickles down from there. And that's what he says, Machlon Yisrael. Sochon Yisrael, Machlon Shiftei Yeshuvim B'Chol Doer V'Doer. Those are the two things. Machlon Yisrael is when Hashem said was Meichelos for the Rev, and Shiftei Yeshuvim is the chet of the Mechiras Yosef, which the Shvatim did. And he has all Arichas. If you look here in the Megillah, Chazal see Purim as a direct outcome of Mechiras Yosef. I'm going to read you a Medrash Chazal. Chazal and Medrash Rabbah here say, Parsha Zayin, this is also a Medrash Tehillim, but if you look at Medrash Rabbah at Parsha Zayin, Tehillim, it's Medrash Shechetov, I think in Capital Yud, but the Medrash says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shvotim. This is going on the Pasuk, V'Hamelech V'Homon Yoshu L'Shteis. That was when the decree was made. So the Medrash Rabbah says, Atem mechaltem achichem mitoich maichol u'mishte. Shenema vayeshvu lechol lechem. Says the Rabbanu Shloilam, Harei b'neichem nimkorim b'shushan mitoich achila v'shtiyo, Shenema v'amelech v'homon yoshvu lishtes. Omar Abi Soch, Omar Yosef, Shemoch ala Echov, Dichsiv lo'atem shalachtem moisi, Adeichon imisukenes lohem,
But the bottom line is that the Medrash is black and white. The Medrash Rabbah, that the Gzar Din on the Yidden in at that time was a direct outcome and effect. It was affected by Mechiras Yosef, and therefore even the atmosphere of the Gzairah happened in the same atmosphere of Mechiras Yosef. This is what Chazal tells us. That's what you see. So again, you have to know how to connect this, but that's as you state. I'll share with you one other medrash before we get to the Yesoit. But this is mamish throughout the Megillah. I have a whole stickle on this also. Esther Neisitz Chen Bein Echoriel. How she was zeichet to that. According to Chazal, Esther was 75 years old. Yerakchak 75 is pretty shrek l'chamayza, right? The Chazal talk about Mordechai in reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's fascinating that Chazal see Mordechai as a replica of Moshe Rabbeinu. Clearly not b'nevuah, because Moshe Rabbeinu, l'kom b'Yisrael navi k'moshe. But In character, so I'll just share with you the Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah says, Ish Yehudi Ayoy B'Shushan. Why does it call him Ish? So Yeshokul K'moshe, Shenema Avo Ish Moshe Onov Moed. So I'll tell you two part, and then the Medrash goes on, all the similarities. And then it says, Elio Anovi, when the Gzera was made on Klal Yisrael, he went up to Shemayim, Elio Anovi, and he pleaded by the Ovis. And the Ovis seemingly said, the Gzar Din in Shemayim is sealed. He went to Moshe. He said, you are Roya Ne'emon Shol Yisrael. Ato Roya Ne'emon Shol Yisrael v'oimei beperetz. You could do it. Moshe tells Elio Anovi, Yesh Odom Boretz. Is there somebody down there that can mirror me? Omar Elio Anovi, in Mordechai HaTzadik. Omar Moshe, so Moshe tells Elio Anovi, go down to Mordechai, v'hu yamoit shom, v'ani kan, and together we'll save class. Fascinating. That's Mordechai. That's the Mordechai at the end of the Megillah. We give him a little rotzi l'roi vechav. Without him, Moshe Rabbeinu needed that Mordechai should be down here reflecting, and the Medrash goes on to show you so many characteristics that Moshe and Mordechai had the same. Even the Erev Rav, it says Moshe brought an Erev Rav to Klal Yisrael. The Rabbi Me'am Oretz Mesiadim in the time of Mordechai. Mamish, a complete character connection between Mordechai and Moshe, right? But the main description where the Megillah compares them is when it says the word Ish Yehudi. And the Medrash says here, the Medrash Rabbah, what's Ish? It says by Moshe, for Ish Moshe Onov Moed. So obviously the Medrash is somehow connecting to Midas Hanova, because when it makes Mordechai like Moshe, it says, it calls him an Ish, and that's parallel to Moshe, where it says, Ish Moshe Onov Moed. So we're clearly making the analogy to the Anivus of Moshe. What's this? What is this? First of all, where do we see Mordechai's humility specifically? We see his gvura and his gdula and his, where do we see his anivus? And why is that the characteristic that we're grabbing onto? And it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu told Elio Hanavi, I need somebody with that characteristic down here. Between me and him, we could save Klal Yisrael. What was that? So you know, on Purim, the theme is Bein Adam LaChaveri. We see in the mitzvah Sayyar. Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, everything is with others. Mishloach Manos is also the Trumas Hadesh and Holfus, to worry about other people's Sudas. Right? According to the Trumas Hadesh, Mishloach Manos is also for Sudas Purim. People that are embarrassed to take Alts Matanos Levyonim, they will Misaki Mishloach Manos. So everybody will have meals without getting embarrassed. Matanos Levyonim, the Chzuchen Hazeh. Sudas Purim, according to the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, in Ilchos Megillah, Mishloach Manos is a din in Sudas Purim. Ketzad Soyed Odom Sudas, the Rambam says. He lists how you have the meal, and in that he writes, Mishloach Manos. It's almost a din in the Sudas Purim. And even in the Sudas Purim, this is the Mishpacha. It shouldn't be your individual Sudas Purim. The whole theme is Bein Adam Lechaver. So I think that the idea here is really very simple. We know that Amalek has two Shoroshim. Amalek comes from two Shoroshim. We're going to read this week's Parsha Zohar. There are two Shoroshim of Amalek. There's the immediate danger of Amalek, which is generally because of Bein Adam, some chet of Bein Adam Lamakam. That was, Purim was the chet of Hishtach Bulutzelem, Nenim Misudas Eshalai Serosha. But even in the first time when Amalek came, in Pashas Peshalach, it was Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imayim. It was Bein Adam Lamakam. Right? Refidim, Rafidim, Midibre Tere. It was Bein Adam Lamakam. But Amalek has a shirish. Amalek has a source. Way before. It's a pasuk. V'simna hoysa pilegesh lelifaz ben Esav. The pasuk says, Parshas Hayishlach. And she gave birth to Amalek. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Sarites. The Gemara says, who was this Simna? She's the grandmother of Amalek. Right? She's the mother of Amalek, the grandmother of what we call Amalek. And the Gemara says that Simna was a Pilegesh. How did she become a Pilegesh? She wanted to be Mizgaya. It's a Gemara. She went to Avram, she went to Yitzchak, she went to Yankif, they weren't Makabala. At the end is, she said, if I can't be with the good guys, right? If I can't get into this family with the good guys, she became a Pilegesh, Lolifas Ben Esav. So the Gemara says, Nofko mimeno Amalek v'tzarinu liYisrael. And scary Gemara. The Gemara says, my time it. Deloibayilu l'rachko. That's the Gemara. It's a scary Gemara. Not enough attention is given to this Gemara. The Gemara is saying that because the others who were the biggest Mekalvin, you're talking about Avram Avinu, obviously this Timna wasn't a tzatzkele. Avram Avinu didn't have a very exclusive admission policy. He wasn't elitist. Right? So this Simna was not such a gewaltig package. Right? But, if you're medayik in the Gemara, mashman in the Gemara also, that lav dafka the others should have taken her. Because the Gemara's lashon is lo yiboyelu l'rachko. Sounds like they pushed her off stock. Nofka mimeno Amalek. That means what's stated in the Gemara is that no matter what happens when Amalek comes, if you want to go to the shoresh of Amalek, it's harchoka. Amalek was born, was created through harchoka. So whatever the chet is at the time, there's a shoresh. The shoresh is richok. That's it. It's a gemara. I'm not saying it. It's a gemara. And the name is no stira. Hishtach bulutzelem. That's the Hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu amayim. Right? But if the shayrish of Amalek is not the Amalek, can't come. Yesh no yamechad mefoy zoru mefoy rabbein ani. Pirut. Pirut. If there's pirut, so the shayrish is there, then Amalek could come for whatever the chet of the time, whatever the chet of the time is, Amalek can arrive. But they can only arrive if the shayrish is there, and the shayrish is pirut. That's why, what's Mechias Amalek? Yes, to read Parsha Zohar. But Mishlachmanes, Matanas Lavyanim, Kiruv. Kiruv is Mechias Shoirish Amalek. It's eradicating the root of where they came from, where Amalek came from. That's Kiruv. And that's why the theme of Purim is Kiruv. That's the theme. And that's the Yeshneya Amechad Mephoizar. Says the Medrash in Megillas Esther, HaMelech V'Homon Yoshvu L'Ishtois Al Shem Mechiras Yosef. Meaning, if not for that, it wouldn't have happened. It would not have happened. What's Anivus? What's that? Anivus means you walk around like you're a piece of dirt. What's Anivus? Like Chazal tells, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Lo'kom B'Yisrael Novik Moshe. Moshe wrote the pasuk also, V'Yish Moshe Anav Moed. Moshe wrote it. But Moshe realized Anivus is the awareness of others rather than oneself. That's why when Rachel Imenu gave over the Simonim to Leah, it's very interesting. Chazal call it Anivus and Sneas. Like, why is it Anivus and Sneas? Because Anivus and Sneas is the recognition of others. It's the recognition. The only way Rachel was able to give over the Simonim to Leah was only seeing Leah. She became invisible at the moment. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, "Bishvilchem hu nedaber imi." Moshe looks at himself as nothing more than he's there for Klal Yisrael. That's the Shpitz Onav. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Mecheni no misifrecha asher kasavta." Moshe shokul kineged Klal Yisrael because he gave himself over to Klal Yisrael. He gave himself over to Klal Yisrael. He was invisible. That's the Anivus. That's the Yish Moshe. That's the Yish Moshe. And Mecheni no misifrecha was the epitome of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, where he literally completely sacrificed himself for Klal Yisrael. That's really what we needed to be Moiches Amolek. Selflessness. Complete, absolute sacrifice for somebody else. That's the ultimate. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked Eliyahu HaNavi. Do you have an ish down there? Is there some ish? Who's there? And that was Mordechai. Mordechai was somebody who gave his wife for Klal Yisrael. Esther tells Mordechai, I'm going to be also on you. We're going to lose our marriage. Kasher avarti avarti. And Mordechai says, Al tadami benafshech, this is now, we can't think about ourselves now. Just Klal Yisrael. There's no self. That's what Mordechai was. That was the chepetz of Mordechai. The ultimate sacrifice that anybody of any spiritual value can give is their ruchnius. I was always medayik in the Ramban, and we'll end with this point. The Ramban says, he says, you have to give the person gufoi mi mamoinai vafilu mi chachmasai. Yeah, because it was so precious to the chachomen. The chachma, their level of Torah, their level of, that was the most, and that's, you have to give that also. You have to give away your ruchnius. You have to give your ruchnius. I told over by my son Zoyfer, we had a suddah, so I was talking about the Kippur Avayim. And I said that there was a Yid in Eretz Yisrael, Yankiv Halpert, he was a Holocaust survivor. He's a Holocaust survivor. And Nebuch, he lost his parents when he was a little kid. He was a big Talmud Chacham, and he was a wealthy man. In Eretz Yisrael, this is even before the, mamish the beginning of the state, even before, when he immigrated, right after the war. And he became very much, he was from the most Mutzlachim, biggest Mutzlachim. He lived in Tel Aviv, from the biggest Mutzlachim. But he always felt bad that he never had parents. And he wasn't able to be Mekayim Kibbutz Avim. And he walked around in pain that he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah. He was close to the Chazon Ish, never Mekayim the Mitzvah. So there was a Rav that had the opposite problem. His parents immigrated to Israel after what they survived. And he couldn't do Kibbutz Avim because he couldn't afford it. So he was talking to Yankiv Halpern, you know, I can't.
So Yaakov helped her and said, I have a deal. Your parents are here. You tell me what they need. I'll get their apartment. I'll support them. Food, doctor bills. I will do everything. I want from you one thing. You give me the schus to keep it out that I never had. Give me a schus. We'll make a star, like Yisachar Zvon. Make a star, keep it out there. So this Rav was then the chief Rav of Tel Aviv. He didn't want to do it. Give up. I don't know if I should give up my mitzvah. It's true, my parents would be very comfortable, but to give away my schar, no olam haba. So Yaakov Halpern said, you know what? Go to the Chazon Ish, tell him my offer. Ask him. So he went to Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said, grab it. And give him whatever star he's asking for. He said, but what's going to be? I'm going to come to Shemayim and my schar of Kibbut Avraham. He says, for Kibbut Avraham, this is the Chazon Ish talking. Darf man reinspringen in Gehenim, mekayim sein Kibbut Avraham. Basically, what does that mean? Chazon Ish is saying, don't be a fumak. Just be good for your parents. Do good for your parents. Don't be so fulim. The Eibush doesn't want you to be so fulim. So an emissary leader has to give his ruchnius for Klal Yisrael. That's the ultimate sacrifice. So I want to tell you pshatas like this. Mordechai, the reason why Mordechai was the champion is because he was the honor of Kemoshe. Ends the Megillah. Ki Mordechai Ayehudi. Godoy Ayehudim. You want to know how great he was? What a great leader he was. He gave up his level of Kol Echov for Klal Yisrael. This is part of the Godol, Ki Godol. What's the Godol? Mordechai Yehudi, what was Godol by Yehudim? The fact that he was Rotzi L'roi V'echov V'loi L'chol Echov. The fact that Godol Talmud Torah Yoisim Yipikuach Nefesh, and he gave up his Talmud Torah for Klal Yisrael. That's the ultimate greatness. So the Megillah is not ending off with a patch to Mordechai. It's ending up with the ultimate compliment. This was his Mecheni Nomi Sifrecha. This was Mordechai's Mecheni Nomi Sifrecha. To go from a level of Kol Echov to be a Rotzi L'Roi Echov. And the Gemara doubles down. Mikan Shepikuach Nefesh Taka. It's not as good as Talmud Torah. And yet, Mordechai decided that he's going to do that. Malach Chazon Ish said, I'm going to spring a rein in Gehenna for Klal Yisrael. It's okay. That's the ultimate Nishzich. And that's why he was the one in that generation that could be Mapul Homon, who was Geza Amalek, that comes from Al-Khokia. Okay.